Many of us dream of a comfortable retirement, a life where you can wake up without rushing to work, and instead have more time to enjoy your hobbies, travel a little, and probably even spend more time with your loved ones. In this video, I will show you how you can achieve that by building a dividend income portfolio. But before we talk about investing, let's first answer a very important question. How much do you actually need to retire? This is where the concept of financial freedom comes in. Financial freedom is simply the point where your passive income grows to exceed your living expenses. In other words, once your investments pay you enough every month, you no longer need to depend on salary. When that happens, you regain control of your time and you can choose whether you want to continue working, scale back, or focus entirely on the things that you love. So then, how do we calculate our financial freedom number? To do that, we need to first figure out how much we actually spend. This, of course, varies from person to person, but we can use real data to get a rough estimate. According to the latest household expenditure survey, a single elderly in the 50th percentile spends around $1,737 a month in 2023. This is also pretty close to the $1,500 figure that we got from the Minimum Income Standard Survey 2023. But let's just round it up to $2,000 a month for simplicity's sake. If we spend $2,000 a month, that comes up to $24,000 a year. So how much money do we need invested to cover these expenses? That depends on the dividend yield that you can get from your portfolio. The dividend yield is simply how much dividend a company pays in relation to the stock price. For example, if a stock pays $4 a year for every $100 invested, its dividend yield is 4%. In Singapore, the average dividend yield of many blue chip and dividend focused stocks is roughly around 4%. So let's use that figure. $24,000 divided by 4% and we get $600,000. This means you will need about $600,000 invested in dividend paying assets to generate $24,000 a year or $2,000 a month in passive income. So how long do you need to reach this goal? Assuming you can save and invest $1,000 every month and your portfolio grows at a conservative 6% a year, it will take you around 23 years to reach $600,000. Is 23 years a long time? Well, not really. If you start investing at age 25, you will hit this milestone by the time you are 48. This is still far earlier than the typical retirement age in your 60s. And keep in mind that I'm using very conservative numbers. As you progress in your career and earn more, the amounts that you can contribute will naturally increase. At the same time, a 6% average return is on the low end. Historically, most major stock markets, whether it's the Singapore Straits Time Index or the US S&P 500 or even a global index, have delivered higher long-term average returns than that. So in reality, it's possible to reach your financial freedom even sooner. Alright, now that we understand how much we need to achieve our financial freedom, the next question is, what should we actually invest in to build a reliable dividend income portfolio? In Singapore, most people start with familiar blue chip names, whether it's the three local banks, Sheng Siong or ST Engineering. Not financial advice, yeah? Just saying, these are common names that people usually begin with. But why do so many investors start with these companies? The reason is simple. Many of them are large and established businesses. But more importantly, many of them have a good track record of growing their earnings and dividends over the long term. Take DBS for example. Over the years, you can see that their net profit has been steadily rising. Now, of course, there were periods when profits dropped, such as in 2020. But the long-term trend is very clear. The business continues to grow and strengthen over time. And this growth shows up in the dividends as well. Back in 2015, DBS paid a dividend per share of 55 cents. Today, that number has increased to $2.11. That is almost a 4x increase in less than a decade. This is exactly the kind of track record a good dividend paying company will have. Strong earnings, rising dividends, and a business model that can weather different market conditions. Because at the end of the day, dividends do not appear out of thin air. They come from real profits. If a company can consistently grow its profits over time, then the dividends it pays you will naturally grow as well. Here's another example, Sheng Siong. Sheng Siong may not have the freshest company, but it is one of the most reliable dividend payers in Singapore. Its business is incredibly stable. People buy groceries whether the economy is good or bad, which means revenue stays consistent even during recessions. And this is reflected in their finances as well. You can see that their net profit has been steadily trending upward over the years. And over time, As the profits increase, their dividends also grow steadily, going from just 3 cents in 2015 to 6 cents now. That's almost double in a decade. On the other hand, here's a not so good example, Singapore Airlines. And it's not that I hate the company or anything. I've flown SIA before and their services are top notch. But as a dividend investor, SIA is not the kind of company that I would rely on for stable passive income. If you look at its earnings over the years, you will see that they can swing up and down constantly. Some years, SIA earns a lot of money. Other years, it makes a loss. And sometimes the losses are massive. That is because the airline industry is one of the most volatile industries in the world. It is heavily affected by oil prices, global travel demand, economic cycles, recessions, geopolitical tensions, and even unexpected shocks like pandemics. And when a company's earnings are so unpredictable, its dividends naturally become unpredictable too. Some years they pay, some years they cut. And in crisis periods, they can even suspend dividends entirely. This kind of inconsistency makes it very difficult for anyone who is trying to build a reliable dividend income portfolio. Quick pause. Speaking of Singapore stocks, starting from now, you can link your CDP account directly in Moomoo and trade Singapore stocks through your own CDP. And honestly, this is a huge game changer because Moomoo lets you enjoy ultra low CDP fees at just 0.22% of the trade value with a minimum fee of $9.98 per trade. This is far cheaper than what many of the traditional bank brokers charge. You will also get to enjoy full dividend payouts with zero dividend and corporate action charges, plus free level 2 data for US stocks and Singapore stocks. On top of that, Moomoo gives you smarter tools like Moomoo AI, real-time news, and detailed dividend info, all in one clean and easy to use app. And linking to your CDP account is simple. Just head to the Accounts tab, tap All, scroll down and tap Open Account, then tap Link CDP Account. Enter your details, submit, and it will be approved within 1 to 3 business days. Once you have done that, you can join a 100% win rate lucky draw and stand a chance to win a $1,500 gold bar. And if you are new to Moomoo, you can also earn up to $1,315 worth of welcome rewards, including a $60 worth of Nvidia shares. Simply follow the steps here and key in my promo code Kelvin88 to earn your exclusive reward. For full details of the promotions, do check out the official page linked in the description below. Now, besides these blue chip names, Singapore is also very well known for its quality REITs. In fact, Singapore REITs actually offer one of the highest distribution yields in the world, while still maintaining relatively low volatility compared to many other markets. This is also why many dividend investors like using REITs as a core part of their income portfolio. They provide stable rental income, predictable distributions, and broad exposure to properties without the need to buy physical real estate. One popular example is Mapletree Industrial Trust. MIT owns a diversified mix of data centers, business parks, and industrial properties across Singapore, North America, and Japan. Over the years, the REIT has grown steadily by expanding into new markets and upgrading its portfolio into higher quality assets. And as the portfolio grew, its distributions also increased gradually, going from 10 cents in 2015 to 14 cents now. Another strong example is Parkway Life REIT. This is one of the most defensive REITs in Singapore. Parkway Life owns hospitals and healthcare facilities in Singapore, as well as nursing homes in Japan and France. What makes this REIT especially strong is that demand for healthcare services remains stable regardless of whether the economy is doing well or going through a recession. People still need medical care, which means the rental income for these properties is highly resilient. And as the REIT expands its portfolio and raises its rent over time through built-in annual rental increases, its distributions have been growing steadily as well. So in short, Singapore definitely has some solid dividend stocks and REITs that you can start with. But here's the thing, if you only invest in Singapore names, you are limiting yourself to only a handful of stocks. In fact, Singapore makes up only 0.3% of the world's stock market. That means you are missing out on the remaining 99.7% of opportunities outside of Singapore. Not only that, you are also exposing yourself to a high concentration risk. So if Singapore ever goes through a recession, or if interest rates or property rules change, a big portion of your portfolio could be affected at the same time. And that is also the reason why Singapore's stock market went through what many people call a lost decade. From 2007 to 2025, the Straits Times Index went nowhere. And it was only in the last few months that the STI finally broke out of this trend. This is why depending only on Singapore stocks can be risky. And it's not that Singapore companies are bad, but rather is that the market itself has limited room to grow. Singapore's economy is small, its sectors are concentrated, and many of the biggest companies operate mainly within the region. So if ever the local market slows down, your portfolio will slow down too. So this is where the global market comes in. When you invest globally, you are no longer tied to the performance of just one economy. You gain access to many industries that Singapore simply does not have, such as technology, semiconductors, consumer brands, entertainment, and renewable energy. On top of that, you also get exposure to larger consumer markets, faster growing companies, and the innovations that are shaping the future. And among all the global markets, the US is one of the best examples. It is home to some of the strongest and most recognizable dividend-paying companies, such as Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, McDonald's, and PepsiCo. These companies have been raising their dividends for decades, and their brands are used every single day all around the world. But as a Singapore investor, there's one big drawback, and that is US dividends come with a 30% withholding tax, which means if a US company pays you $100 in dividends, you only receive $70. That is $30 gone immediately. And to make up for that difference, you will need to build a much larger portfolio. For example, instead of needing a $600,000 portfolio at a 4% yield, you will now need roughly $857,000 just to receive the same amount after the dividend tax. Because of that, US dividend stocks may not always be the most efficient choice if your main goal is to maximize passive income. And that is perfectly fine, because while the US may not be ideal for dividend investing, it more than makes up for it in another area, growth. Think about companies like Microsoft, Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Visa, and Netflix. These companies dominate their industries, generate massive cash flows, and because they keep reinvesting back into the business, they continue to grow year after year. Take Microsoft for example. Over the last decade, both its revenue and net income has more than doubled thanks to the rise of cloud computing and now artificial intelligence. And even though Microsoft does pay a small dividend, the real benefit comes from its capital appreciation. Investors who held the stock saw far bigger gains from its growth than from its dividends. Since 2015, its share price has grown by more than 1,000%. Another example is Netflix. Back in 2015, Netflix was still transitioning from a DVD rental business into a full streaming giant. Since then, the company has expanded globally, invested heavily into original content, and grown its subscriber base to hundreds of millions of users worldwide. And because Netflix reinvests nearly all its profits back into content and international expansion, it does not pay any dividends at all. Yet, its share price has surged multiple times over the past decade. Investors who held Netflix were rewarded through capital gains and not dividend payouts. Now, you might be thinking, but if I invest in growth stocks, don't I have to sell my shares to get income, while dividend stocks pay me without having to sell anything? Yes, that is true, but only to a certain extent. Dividend stocks do feel more reassuring because you don't need to touch your shares to get your income. It also feels more resistant to market crashes because you are collecting cash regardless of what the stock price is doing. But it's also important to remember that dividends are not free money. When a company pays out a dividend, its share price usually drops by roughly the same amount on the ex-dividend date. So whether you have a $100 growth stock and you sell $4 of it, or if you have a $100 dividend stock and it pays you $4 in dividends, your total value is still $96 afterwards. Financially, they are both the same, in the sense that the actions reduce the value of your holdings by the same amount. The difference is really psychological. With dividend stocks, the cash feels like a reward that comes in automatically. With growth stocks, selling feels like you are cutting your investment, even if the math is the same. The key takeaway is this. Dividend stocks give you stability and predictable growth. Growth stocks give you faster compounding and long-term upside. And when you combine both, you will get a portfolio that provides steady cash flow today while still growing strongly for the future. Now, you don't have to just stop there. If you want to, you can also add bonds into your portfolio. Bonds are great because they bring stability to your portfolio. While stocks and REITs can move up and down quite a lot, bonds generally provide steady interest payments and are much less volatile. So in a way, bonds can act like a cushion to help smooth out the volatility while still giving you a reliable source of income. Sure, they will not grow as fast as stocks, Thus, they still play an important role in keeping your portfolio resilient in different market conditions, especially during retirement. There are many different types of bonds you can consider. For example, Singapore savings bonds are really popular among Singaporeans because they are extremely safe and backed by the Singapore government. Plus, they allow you to withdraw the money and get it back by the following month. Though, right now, because interest rates have been falling, SSB is only offering a 1.85% 10-year yield. So, if you want slightly higher returns, you can look at individual corporate bonds. Although, this may come with higher risks. The risk is that unlike government bonds, corporate bonds depend on the financial health of a single company. If that company runs into trouble, delays payments, or in the worst case, defaults, you may not get your full investment back. Alternatively, if you prefer something that's a lot simpler and diversified, you can check out bond ETFs like the ABF Singapore Bond Index Fund or the AMOA SGD Investment Grade Bond ETF. These ETFs invest in a wide basket of high-quality bonds, which reduces the impact of any single company defaulting. It's also a convenient way to add bond exposure without having to pick individual bonds yourself. And of course, not forgetting CPF Life. Once you reach age 65, CPF Life essentially becomes your personal lifetime bond. It provides guaranteed monthly payouts for as long as you live and is backed by the Singapore government. For many Singaporeans, CPF Life ends up being the safest and most reliable income source during retirement. So then, where should we go from here? Unlike what most people think, the hardest thing in investing isn't actually finding the perfect stock. That's the easy part. The hard part is staying consistent, where you continue every week or every month, no matter what the market is doing, and sticking to your plan even when it feels like nothing is happening. That's where the real challenge lies. And the great thing is that you don't need to start with a big amount. Even investing $50 or $100 a week is enough to get the ball rolling. Most brokers today, such as Moomoo, lets you invest in fractional shares for US stocks and ETFs, and also odd lots for Singapore stocks. This means you don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars just to buy one share. You can literally start investing with pocket money. Then, as you keep investing, something interesting starts to happen. Because after a few months, you begin to see small dividends coming in. Then, as you receive those dividends, you can choose to reinvest them, whether back into the same companies that paid them or some other companies. One simple way to do this is by turning on the Dividend Reinvestment Program, or DRIP, which automatically uses your dividends to buy more shares for you. By reinvesting your dividends back into these same high-quality stocks, you increase both your ownership and your future dividend income. At the same time, as companies raise their dividends, your passive income grows faster and faster, till you eventually hit your financial freedom number. So, this is how consistent investing can turn into substantial wealth over decades. It doesn't happen overnight, it doesn't require perfect timing, and it certainly doesn't require you to predict when the next market crash or the next big mega trend. All it requires is consistency, patience, and the discipline to keep going, even when the results seem small in the beginning. Because here's the thing, every large portfolio you see today, every millionaire investor, every person living off dividends, they all started the same way, with small, repeated contributions that slowly snowballs over time. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found this useful. Like, share, and subscribe, as I'll be posting new videos every week.